call by a bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers who have called on the Trump administration to impose sanctions on high-ranking Chinese officials accused of violating the rights of minority ethnic Muslims in remote Xinjiang region. AP's Christopher Bodine reports the letter singles out the top official who's accused by many of turning the region into a police surveillance state.
This all comes down to a ongoing crackdown on Uyghurs that involves the setting up of a massive network of internment camps where Uyghurs in the hundreds of thousands, possibly as many as a million, are being held and forced to undergo a form of political indoctrination, which includes renouncing Islam and the Uyghur culture.
In Beijing, a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman dismissed the lawmakers' demands, telling reporters they should focus on their job instead of poking their noses in other countries' affairs and declaring themselves as human rights judges. U.S. President Trump is praising his chief White House lawyer, whom he says will be leaving his job this fall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president himself broke the news, tweeting that Don McGahn would be moving on, hopefully right after the Senate approves Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
A lot of affection for Don.
Whom he calls a really good guy. The special counsel's team conducted extensive interviews with McGahn. The president says he signed off on the lawyer showing up and isn't worried about what McGahn might have told Bob Mueller's investigators.
We do everything straight. We do everything by the book.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump warned that the United States could at any time restart joint military exercises with South Korea and Japan if progress stalls on North Korean denuclearization, and warned that it would be far bigger than before. He issued the White House statement on Wednesday on Twitter. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has told the nation's president and